we are ordered to make an offering, but we give according to how God has financially blessed us. But for a few moments I'm available for the offerings announcement, I want to concentrate on the other blessings. It doesn't directly affect what we give, but I hope it will affect the manner in which we obey God in giving, paying what we owe him. There are some amazing promises. If we could look first at Galatians chapter 5, starting with the first verse. This reads, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherein Christ has made us free. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." This day represents a sort of liberation day. We're looking forward to the return of Christ as a conquering hero. Victory for the world day. Our past mistakes have been forgiven. This amazing liberty that we enjoy, enabling us to become part of a close family unit with God the Father and our elder brother, Jesus Christ. We are privileged to have direct access to the most powerful beings in the universe. As we were reminded, we find it difficult not having something physical that we can see, but we are still given an amazing privilege of being able to communicate directly with what orders and controls the entire universe. A privilege that in ancient Israel was restricted to just the high priest once a year. We can come before God with our prayers whenever we choose. Unlimited access. We have no need to endow an extravagant steeple house for some black garbed priests to intercede on our behalf. We don't need the good offices of the Queen of Heaven or some patron saint to waft our prayers before the Eternal. We have the privilege to speak direct. Hebrews 4:16, to underline this. Hebrews chapter 4 with verse 16. "Let us therefore come boldly onto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." There will be time of need. We have the good offices of Mr. Anderson with his weekly news reports to make sure that we don't ever get too comfortable about the way the world is going. We still encounter difficulties and trials, although we have this liberty, although we have this opportunity to speak to God. It does not mean that we go through an easy life. We are under a time of training. We are having to learn on the job. But we have another promise contained in Psalm 37, verses 23 through to 25, which acknowledges there will be problems, but it also has enormous encouragement for us. Helps if I go to the right chapter. Verse 23, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall," which will happen to all of us at times, we're going to stumble, we're going to fall, "he will not be utterly cast down." We will be able to get up again with God's help. "For the Lord upholds him with his hand." The psalmist continues, "I have been young and now I'm old. That's got a sort of authentic ring to it now, which doesn't sit easy anymore. Yet have I, continuing with the psalmist wrote, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I have 5 children. None of them have stayed in the church. But that is a very encouraging thing, because we know that they were sanctified before God. God still has an interest in our children. He still is looking after and protecting them. There are so many ways in which we are blessed. We're protected from the doctrines of demons if we remain faithful. We are promised health as a result of God's, Jesus Christ's, suffering. This year and the last couple of years have not been easy financially on many of us. I do not expect the offering to be larger this year. We are ordered to give an offering and to give according as we have been blessed financially. We are still blessed, perhaps not so much financially, but let's rejoice at the opportunity we have to give. Give willingly, practice this godly characteristic. Although we're commanded, it's an order, we're obeying an order. It's not that just out of the goodness of our heart. But we give according as we've been blessed, and our attitude is affected by all the other blessings that we enjoy by being part of the court of God according to his purpose. And if we love God, excuse me, while the offering is taken up, there will be some music. It will be Psalm 24. The earth is full and all is the eternal. This will be sung by Mrs. Paula Henderson, accompanied by Mr. John Bowles.